Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yushalmi Yuma, Perikay, in the middle of Halacha Vav, and the Ezbar Tzurisa Daf, it's on Lamed Heomud Bey, is about four lines up from the top with the words Tani Amr Bishmal, and in the article Tzurisa Daf, it's on Lamed Ches Amud Bey, is the last line, and today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sarabasa Yakim Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah discussed the Shiori Hadam, the leftovers of the blood of the Pyre and Sar of Yom Kippur, and how it has to be poured on the base of the Mizbach, and the Gemara discussed whether or not that's Ma'akev. Does it have to be done, or if even if it's not done, Bidiyavid, it's okay. So we continue talking about this. Tony of Abraham, so Amr Bishmal, Bishmal says as follows. And here we're just talking about regular karbonis, and then we're going to bring in the Shiar Adam of the karbonis of Yom Kippur later on. So Bishmal says, Ma'am Shiar Chatos, She'enon Machaperin, just with the Shiar Chatos, the leftovers of blood of a regular karbon chatos, that blood is not Machaper, Nitan Al Yisoid, that has to be poured on the base of the Mizbeach, Chilas Oila, the beginning of an Oila, meaning the first blood applications of a karbon Oila, She Machaperes, that is Machaper, and Adin Shitan Al Yisoid, shouldn't that have to be poured on the part of the Mizbeach, which is Keneg the Yisoid, meaning a part of the Mizbeach that has the base. Now, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva told him, and here we have a little bit of a girsa change. We take out the word loy and we insert the word ma. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is not arguing with him. He's just saying a slightly different kal v'chomer. The ma im amarta b'shari chatos, she'en mechaperin ve'enun ru'uyin l'chaper. Just like you say about the leftovers of blood of a carbon chatos, that they're not mechaper and they're not right to be mechaper. Nutan al yisoid, they're poured on the base of the Mizbeach, tchilas oila. The beginning, meaning the first blood applications of a carbon oila. She mechaper, that is mechaper, ru'uy l'chaper, and it is fitting to be mechaper. In addition, Nutan al yisoid, shouldn't we say for sure that it has to be poured on a part of Mizbeach, which has a yisoid? Now we explain the difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva's way of understanding, because they seem very similar. Manda Amar, Ein Mechaperin, the one who had used the lashon of Ein Mechaperin, and that's it. That tells us, Ein Mechaperin B'Shari Mois HaShana, Habi Yom Kippur and Mechaperin, that they're not Mechaper the rest of the year, but they are Mechaper on Yom Kippur, whereas Manda Amar, Ein Mechaperin, Ve'einun Ru'uyin Lechaper, the Manda Amar, which is Rabbi Kiva, the second lashon, that he said, Ein Mechaperin, Ein Ru'uyin Lechaper, that tells us that Ein Mechaperin, Loi b'shara hashana, that's proper girsa, not the rest of the year. V'loi b'yom kippurim and not yom kippur either. And now we clarify this lashon of mechaperin. Manan kamen, what are we talking about over here? We keep on saying mechaperin. It is mechaper. It's not mechaper. Bottom line is we're talking about pouring the blood on the base of the mizbeach. Im lemitzvah, if you want to say that mechaperin or not mechaperin is referring to whether or not there's a mitzvah to do it, that can't be because mitzvah litan al yisoid. We know there's a mitzvah according to everybody to pour the leftover blood on the base on the yisoid. So what does that mean according to some? Yes, mechaper. According to some no mechaper, elam in le mitzvah. Rather, if there's no reason to say that we're talking about whether or not there's a mitzvah to do it, because again, as we just said, everybody agrees there's a mitzvah to do it. Taneu inyan leikov, apply it to whether it's ma'akev. And so here we see there's a clear machlokes of Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva whether pouring the extra blood on the base of the mizbeach on Yom Kippur is ma'akev. According to Yishmael, it's not. According to Rabbi Kiva, it is. And we continue discussing this. Rav Shammai says masnisa amra sheshiraim ma'akvin. The following brisa tells us that the shiraim are ma'akev, and it's a long-winded brisa from which we're going to try to learn from one of the parts of it that Shiraim are Ma'akev. The Tanin and Brass says as follows. Now, this is a discussion which is almost entirely from Masechet Zvachim, and over there we're discussing the blood of a carbon chatos, which we know is supposed to be applied to the horns of the Mizbeach, the upper part. If it was done on the lower half, it's not valid. And how do we know this? So it's learned from a bird chatos. Its Avodas Hadam is done on the lower half of the Mizbeach. If it's performed on the upper half, it's possible. So too, an animal chatos, if it's done on the lower half instead of the upper half, it's possible. And that's what the Brisa speaks out in the beginning. Mal tachtoinim, just like that which is supposed to be applied to the lower half of the Mizbeach, namely, chatas ha'if. Im nisan lamala, if it's done on the upper half of the Mizbeach, loy hurtsu, that's not valid. So to a regular chatas that's supposed to be done on the upper half, if it's done on the lower half, it's not valid. However, the Brisa says, maybe that's not a raya. Why? That's because, she'in mehen karv lamalon. Regarding a bird chatas, there's never a situation that blood is ever going to be applied to the upper half of the Mizbeach. It's always done on the lower half of the Mizbeach. And therefore, if the blood is put on the upper half, it's possible. But Tamar Bel Yoinim, are you going to say the same thing applies to that which is supposed to be applied to the upper half, namely regular chatas behema, im nisan lamaton hurtsu? If that's done on the lower half, it should be valid. Why is that? Shiyesh man karv lamaton. Because some of it actually is supposed to be applied below, namely the shiare hadam of a regular carbon chatos is poured on the side of the mizbeach. The Brisa continues, that's not a raya. Lamed vav amud alf on the top. Hapanim yechichu, that which is done in the inside, meaning chatas apanimiyos, such as the chatas of Yom Kippur, which is done on the inside of the heichal, that will prove that it doesn't make a difference. Why is that? Shiyesh mehen karv b'chutz, because some of it is brought on the outer mizbeach. That's the shiari hadam. Ve'in nisan b'chutz loy hurtsu. But if the main avodas hadam of the chatas pinimius is done on the outer mizbeach, it's not valid. Same thing by chatas chitzoni, a regular carbon chatas which is done on the outside of mizbeach. Even though you're right, some of the blood is poured on the lower half of mizbeach. That's the shiari hadam. That doesn't mean if the main avodas Midas Hadam was done on the lower half of his back, it's valid. But the Brisa says that's also not valid because Malapnimim, Im Nisana Machotz Loy Hertzu, Shein Mizbech Markon, the Chatois Panimiyos, if their main Avodis Hadam was done on the outside of his back, on his back Chitzoin, that's not valid. Why is that? Because Mizbech has not memarik them. Doing the blood application to the Mizbech HaPanimi is not a full completion of their Avodah, and right now we're understanding that to mean that's because the Shiare Hadam also has to be poured on the outside of Mizbech. But Toimer Bel Yoinim, are you going to say the same applies by the upper bloods, meaning a Chatos Chitzoini, who has his blood applied to the upper part of the outer Mizbech, Im Nisan Lamatan Hertzu, if he ended up doing the Avodis Hadam on the lower half of the Mizbech, it should be valid. Why is that? Sharia Koronis Mimarkos Aysan. Because if he would have done the Matnis Dam in the proper place, on the Koronis, on the horns of the Mizbech, that would be a completion, that would be finished, and he wouldn't have to do anything else. And Hoyalva Koronis Mimarkos Aysan, since if he would have applied the blood of the Chatos Chitzoini in the proper place, on the Koronis, that would be finished, that would be it, he wouldn't have to do anything else. Im Nisan Lamatan, take Shera. If that blood of the Chatos Chitzoini was applied to the lower half of the Mizbech, it should be kosher. And therefore, in order to say not, Tamalomer, the Pasik tells us Beferush, Aysa, this referring to the blood of the Chatos Chitzoini, says the kain who does it. What do we learn from here? Shitin demel lamalon, lo shitin demel lamaton, that its blood has to be done above on the upper half of the Mizbech, not on the lower half. And if it's done on the lower half, it's not valid. Now, bottom line, what do we see from this whole discussion? In the last part, we had said that the dam of the Chatos Panimi is different, it's unique, because Mizbech HaPnimi is not Mimarik Oysam, it doesn't finish it, that's not the completion of its Avodas Hadam, and we understood that to mean that's because the rest of the blood, the Shiare Hadam, has to be poured on the Yisar Mizbech HaChitzoini. And so that clearly tells us that according to the Mandam of this Braisa, pouring the Shiare Hadam of Chatos Panimi is Ma'akev, and it has to be done. But the Gemara says, not a Raya, Mahu Ein Mizbech HaPnimi Markon, what does that mean? That the Mizbech HaPnimi is not Mimarik, it doesn't complete the Avodas Hadam of the Chatos Panimi. And Rabbi Yisrael Bun, he explains, She'enu Markon La'asos and Shirayim, it doesn't complete them to make them Shirayim, namely just doing Avodas Hadam of the Chatos Panimi on the Mizbeach Hazav, that doesn't make the rest of the blood Shirayim, it requires some other Hazayis as well. Whereas that, Shaideh Habadim, Vaideh Apareches, Heinasas Shirayim, he also has to do Hazayis in the Kodesh Kedoshim, in between the Badim of the Arain and towards the Pareches, that's what makes them Shirayim. In other words, when the Braisa says, Ein Mizbeach Panimi Markon, that means not just one Matnas Dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi that says, okay, whatever blood is left over is Shiare Hadam. There's actually three avodas that have to be done, as we already know, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, in the Heichal towards the Pareches, and only then on Mizbeach Hazav, and that's what the Brice is referring to. Now we continue this discussion whether or not Shiare Hadam being poured on the base of Mizbeach Chitzoin is Ma'akev. So Rabbi Yosef says, Masniso Amar She'ena Shem Ma'akvin, the following Mishnah tells us, the Shiare are not Ma'akev. Ditnin, we have a Mishnah in Mizbeach Zvachim says, Im Loi Nosan, if he didn't pour the blood on the base of Mizbeach, and it's referring to a lot of bloods, including that of the Karbonus of Yom Kippur, Loi Ikev, that's not Ma'akev. We have proved the other way from a different brisa. Rav Burkai says b'shem b'yechanon masnisa amar she'shrayim ma'akvin. The following brisa says that shrayim are ma'akev. The Tanin brisa says at the end of the Yom Kippur avodah, the pasuk tells us v'chipras mikdash hakodesh, and he shall mechaper for the mikdash hakodesh zel lifnai lifnim. This is talking about avodas hadam inside the kodesh kedoshim. Then the pasuk says v'es oil ma'id. What's this referring to? Ze ha'heichol. That's the heichol. And then the pasuk says v'es hamizbeach ze mizbeach hazav. Is referring to avodas hadam done on the mizbeach hazav. And then the pasuk says yechaper. This tells us afal hazarois, even regarding the hazarois. And the question is, Ma Islach Kapara Bazaris? What type of Kapara of Dam is done in the Azara? And there's the last Shiraim. Isn't that referring to the Shiraim? And so we see, according to this, that the Shiraim are Ma'akev. Now we have a number of questions about the Shiraim Adam. Rabbi Barchi Abayi asks as follows, Kimandamar Shiraim Ma'akvin. According to Mandamar, the Shiraim are Ma'akev. Makoyman Ma'akev? What about the place on the base of the Mizbeach? Is that Ma'akev? Does it have to be on the western base? What about if it's on the southern one? Is that okay? Another question, Nosan Balaila. Let's say you poured it at nighttime. Is that Ma'akev or no? What about Shrechan Alein Betchila? When he shechs on them, is that from the beginning? In other words, since Shiare Hadam Ma'akev, if they spill out before the Shiare Hadam are poured, that means a new animal is going to have to be shechted in order to pour that blood on the base of Mizbeach. The question is, what does he do? After shechting that new animal, does he just pour the blood directly on the base? Or maybe that's not considered Shirayim, and he would have to do the previous Avodas Hadam on the Mizbeach Hazav, and only then it's considered Shirayim. Another question, Chavrai Boy, the Chum asked, Mechashev Lohen? What about a thought process regarding the Shirayim? If he has an improper thought of Pigel, could he be Mefagel it by the Shirayim or no? And reviewed them by, he asked, Avdu Mahein, let's say the blood got lost. Let's say the blood's simply not here. Do we say that Shiare Hadam is Ma'akev only when he has them, but if he doesn't have the Shiare Hadam, they're not Ma'akev, or maybe not? Now we just have a clarity of this question. Srichale Kishaloi Hischalitain V'chasre. That's the proper Girsa. This question reviewed on, is only if he hadn't yet started pouring the Sherei Hadam and then they got lost, so then what do we do about them? Aval im his chalitain, but if he had already started pouring the Sherei Hadam on the base of his bach, and then something happened to them, maybe they got knocked out of his hand or spilled or something happened, kol ha-moidai, everyone agrees, mishu mishayir, shein shirayim, that whatever's left over is left over, and whatever was poured on the base of his bach was poured, and that's perfectly fine. We don't have to do every single last drop. Now we begin a little bit of discussion about Me'ila, which is relevant to the end of the Mishnah. We had to say the bloods get washed out through the Amoth by way of the channel that goes through the Azara. It goes out to Nachal Kidroin, and the farmers buy it for fertilizer. And the Me'ilin boy, one could be over Me'ila with his blood. We know that Me'ila is when a person uses Hekdesh, they misappropriate it for their own personal needs. So one could be over Me'ila with his blood. Then the Gemara tells us, Tani Beva Braisa, Me'ilin Hayu Bedamim, one could be over Me'ila with blood from a carbon. Divrei Meir, that's Meir's opinion. Whereas Rav Shimon Chamarim, they say, Ein Me'ila Bedamim, there is no Me'ila with blood from a carbon. And the only Me'ila we said in the Mishnah is referring to Drabanan. Now the question is, where does this come from, that there's no Me'ila? So Rav Avoh says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the Pasuk tells us, Ki Adam Hu Banefesh Yechaper, what do we learn from here? Ein L'chabay El Kaparas Nefesh Bavad, that the only point of the Dam is Kapara for the Nefesh and not for anything else, the one's not over Me'ila with it. Whereas Rav Chiya says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, a different man to Amr the name Rabbi Yochanan, the Pasuk tells us, Kol Eichlav Yikares, anyone who eats it, referring to blood, gets Kares. What do you learn from here? Ein L'chabay El Kaparas Nefesh Bavad, the only thing that applies to blood is Kares Nefesh, one eats it, but not Me'ila. Now Rav Zeir, clarifies, Hikdesh Dam Beinehain, the difference between these two different ways of explaining Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is if a person was Makdesh Dam, he had some blood from his animal, and he was Makdesh at the base of Mikdash, and that is used because it could be sold for fertilizer or something like that, so it has Kedusha. Is one able to be Ovar Me'ila with it? So Manda Amar, Ein L'chabay El Kaparas Nefesh Blavad, according to the first Manda Amar, Ein L'chabay El Kaparas Nefesh, V'zeh, Hoyel V'ein Bay Kapara, since this doesn't have any sort of Kapara, because it's just regular blood that he was Makdesh, here we have an important Girsa change, Yesh Bay Me'ila. So there is Me'ila with this blood, because this blood has nothing to do with Kapara, so it means that a Me'ila does apply to it. Whereas Lan Vavon Bez on top, Mando Amar, Ein L'chabay El Kaparas Nefesh Blavad, according to the second Mando Amar, that it has to do with Kares Nefesh, well, Vazeh, Hoyel V'yesh Bay Kares, since there still is an Isra of Kares to eat this blood, because there's no difference between blood of a carbon or this blood that was just donated to the base of Mikdash, just Isra Kares to eat it. So here we also have an important Girsa change, Ein Bay Me'ila, there is no Din of Me'ila with it. Now we continue with this, Asar of Ba, Rav Ba came, and he quoted Rav Chiya saying, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hikdish Dam, Li Bet HaKabayis B'nehoin. The nafkamina between them is if he was Makdish Dam to the Bet HaKabayis, if he could be over Me'ila with it. Now, Vahav Rav Zeir Chadiba, Rav Zeir was very happy about this, because Savar Al Drabanan is Samris. He thought that this was being said on Shitas Rabbanan, and that's the way Rav Zeir himself just explained. He had just explained in Shitas Rabbanan that even though they hold the blood that has Kedushas Aguf, namely came from a carbon, one can't be over Me'ila, but if it has Kachi Bet HaKabayis, as he had just said before, that if it was donated to the Mesa Mikdash, then one could be over Me'ila with it. So that's why he was very happy that he was mechamen to the correct pshat. However, Amar Leh, Rav Chiya told him, Uma b'yadach, what's in your hand? Meaning that's not what we're talking about. Val Rav Shimon is Samris. This was said even in Shitas Rav Shimon. In other words, even according to Rav Shimon, who had said that we could be over Me'ila with dam of a carbon, still this would be an afkamina, that blood is donated to the Bet Kabayis, one could be over Me'ila with it. And the chiddush in that is because even according to Rav Shimon, blood of a carbon, after the avodah was already done with it, you can't be over Me'ila with it. So even in Shitas Rav Shimon, this is a chiddush, that blood donated to the Bet Kabayis, one could be over Me'ila with. In other words, Rav Chiya is telling Rav Zeira that is not necessarily like your understanding because it could even be according to Rav Shimon. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this machlokes if one could be over Me'ila with Dam. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.